light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O Son divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praises your due by night and day, our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the Word, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who led our ancestors in the faith by a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night, and prepared a lamp for the anointed. Light up our darkness, O God, by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet, and a light to our path. For you are full of loving kindness for your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Abba, Word and Holy Breath of Love, now and forever. Amen, amen. Our God answers to no one in heaven or on earth. Not to us, Adonai, not to us, but to your name give the glory. Because of your love and your truth, lest the nations say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens, and answers to no one. Their gods are crafted by hand, nothing more than silver or gold. They have mouths that are mute, and eyes that are blind. They have ears that are deaf, and noses that cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel, their feet cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who worship and trust in them. Let all of Israel trust in Adonai, who is their help and their shield. Let the house of Aaron trust in Adonai, who is their help and their shield. All who reverence God trust in Adonai, who is your help and your shield. God remembers us and will bless us, will bless the house of Israel, and bless the house of Aaron. Adonai will bless those who worship, the little no less than the great. May God bless and grant you increase for you and for all your children. May you be truly blessed by Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to Adonai, but the earth is entrusted to us. The dead do not sing God's praises, nor those who go down into silence. But we who live bless Adonai, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our God answers to no one in heaven or on earth.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. You are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through the Spirit that dwells in you. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he keeps faith. He cannot deny himself. If we endure, we shall reign with him. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him.
The reign of God is like yeast. A woman kneads into a mass of dough, and she waits until the bread is risen. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The reign of God is like yeast a woman kneads into a mass of dough, and she waits until the bread is risen.
Your reign is like good seed planted in a field invaded by weeds. Give us ears to hear, and patience to refrain from judging others. Your reign is like yeast kneaded into 3 measures of flour. Give us ears to hear, and strength to bring your love into everything we do. Your reign is like a mustard seed which someone plants in a field. Give us ears to hear and hearts to make others welcome. You invite us while we are still stuck in selfishness and sin to join you in building your reign on earth as it is in heaven. May the love we bring to the world today be seed and leavening for your reign.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of life and love, you sent Jesus to announce the reign of heaven in parables and in his way of living and loving among us. Like a woman who makes bread for her family and friends, knead the leaven of your way of life and the love of your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that our lives may become bread for those who hunger, sustenance for those who are oppressed, nourishment for those who search for truth, and satisfaction for those who seek justice and peace. For yours is the power and the glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God who gives seed to the sower, flour to the baker, and bread to the hungry, bless us and all of creation with the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Evae. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens.
Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.